Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. With abuse of prescription drugs at a crisis level, it's irresponsible to grant unsupervised prescription authority to advanced practice nurses, a class of providers who can get their degrees entirely online. We need doctors leading healthcare teams. Let your legislators know that for your family, you want higher standards. The legislature should not grant privileges through legislation that were not earned through education. Call your legislators today and tell them doctors should lead healthcare teams. Go to degreesofcare.com to take action. That's degreesofcare.com.
The cattle futures market today finished weaker, only down 12 in March feeders, but down 70 in April, 92 in May, $1.07 lower in August, September $1.07. So the trend has really been that the further out, August, September, and October have been the strongest, while the front months have been the weakest. But today we actually did the opposite here as those contracts are coming back together. Live cattle were unchanged in April, down 20 in June, down 12 in August, 45 lower in October. Box beef at midday continues its uptrend, up 83 cents on choice at 224.87. Select was 74 higher at 218.53. No cash market developed at this point. It looks like the earliest asking prices are around 130, which is what we saw last week as well. And then Friday after the market closes, we're going to have the on-feed report. It's March 8th, but it was actually the February 22nd report, which was delayed due to the government shutdown. But that's this Friday after the close. Estimates are on-feed of somewhere between 100 and 101%. Placements are somewhere around 94%, and then marketed 102%. So, again, that's kind of a delayed report. It's kind of old information, but it's important because this will get us back on schedule with regular reports regarding the cattle on feed and other government reports as well.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Due to inclement weather, Quartermaster Creek's annual spring bull sale has been rescheduled. Sale is now set for Wednesday, March 13th at 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. This year's sale still features 102-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires plus 70 open yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale books on request or online at www.quartermastercreek.com or for more information, call Mike and Annie Schweitzer at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
The grain futures market was weaker overall today. We had the corn down about 3 to 4 cents, beans down 12, the wheats were down 13 to 14 cents here. Really disappointing trading action regarding all the grains. Cotton was actually only down about 10 to 30, so it was one of the stronger markets here. News out of the U.S.-China trade negotiations is they're conducting a video conferences. Undersecretary Ted McKinney commented that what they're going through is just trying to get words down on paper in terms of contract agreements and that sort of thing. But that can be very difficult and kind of a final stage, I guess, but that's pretty difficult. That might have something to do with what we're seeing here today. And also out down in Brazil, there was a key highway that connects the ag part of the country all the way to the northern ports. The highway's out, and it's going to be out until at least Friday, so there could be some sort of interruption in the South American export markets. And then Friday we've got the WASDE report at 11 a.m., which will give us an update on U.S. and world ending stocks and maybe a bigger picture going forward. And then hedge funds or managed money have been short wheat for 22 straight months with the average short position about 83,000 contracts. So it gives you kind of an idea what the managed money's thinking about wheat. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.